Landwag was working, and Abe in the cab kept the speed down to a little over a brisk walking pace.
Better to arrive a little late, but all in one piece, than run early and end up in little pieces.
Trader was sitting in the back of the rebuilt Volvo, next to Suki, but they hadn't exchanged a word since the sudden burst of violence over the purloined letter.
Here comes the fork.
Which way did Christie say?
Left. Watch out for the remains of an old dam someplace around here.
Then what?
Didn't really say. The others are going to be up there anyway, and it's full early. They'll hear us coming miles off.
The moon grew and brightened, casting sharp-edged shadows from the towering saguaro that dotted the sides of the track.
There's a dam, or what's left of it. Looks like it split clear down the middle with a quake.
The dam had once filled the broad valley, 300 yards across and close to 200 feet high. Now it barely hindered the progress of a fast-running river that coursed ahead of them, crossed by a sturdy wooden bridge. They inched over the foaming water.
Keep going. Once we get over, pull off and shut down for a minute. See if anyone's around.
Why not call out to them, Ryan? A night like this, it'll carry miles.
Could carry to the wrong people. They'll have heard us if they're near.
As long as that bastard rad sickness don't have them in its bloody claws.
If they're around here, they should be about ready to show themselves to us by now.
I would venture to suggest that they aren't able to make out who it is driving this truck. Our dear friends might suspect that we are malefactors, pursuing them with a villainous intent.
Jack Lawrence got great night vision with those ruby eyes of his. But you could be right, Doc. I'll step down and walk a few yards clear, so they can see me if they're watching from hiding. Everyone up on full red alert.
Ryan dropped cautiously from the rear of the wag. The gun was cocked in his hand, and he knew that the other men were covering him with their own array of weapons. Ryan walked a little way up the trail toward a sharp bend to the left. He was straining to see or hear the first sight or sound of any danger, but the roar of the river behind him was drowning out most sounds, and nothing appeared to be moving. Ryan felt it before he saw anything. The short hairs prickled at his nape as his index finger took up the tension on the trigger of the P226. Someone was there. A cluster of fallen boulders, rust red in sunlight, black as marble in the moonlight, stood off to the right of the trail, and Ryan moved quickly to their shelter. Hidden behind the great pile of rocks, Ryan waited, his eye raking the dark pool of shadow that lay spilled everywhere around him. But the thing moving in the darkness slipped up from behind him.
Getting old.
Oh, shit.
No, you getting old and you watch the wrong way.
Hi, Jack.
Would have had a nap between your third and fourth spine bones, Ryan.
I believe you would have, kid.
Can see JB in the rig. Catch the moon off his glasses. Doc blundering like buffalo in a wallow. Who else with you?
Trader and Abe in the back. And Doc found himself a woman up in the hills.
Good for Doc.
Jack's mane of white hair was tied back under a dark-colored bandana for night movement.
Where are the others? They all safe?
Sure. No sign of rad sickness. Mildred figures all right.
Ryan hoped Mildred was correct. Perhaps the worst bane of Deathlands was the varied forms of radiation sickness and the infinite range of genetic disorders that they propagated.
We just got back to the house an hour or so ago.
What's going on, Ryan?
Everything's King Ace. Coming back down with Jack.
You saw the note?
Yep.
Warren dead?
Yeah. They're both dead.
Bad rad leak.
How far to where you're camped?
Less than a mile. Good wag?
Good enough.
They reached the Volvo, and Jack greeted old and new friends alike with a formal clasp of the hand.
Come and meet the others.
Good. It's been a long time.
The talk around the fire that night had been like the most complex Navajo rug, intricately woven and interwoven, with everyone wanting to add their own strands to the pattern. Dean told his father about a bobcat he'd nearly shot. Mildred and JB whispered to one side of the fire. Jack had been in earnest conversation with Trader and Abe about how best to balance a throwing knife. Ryan and Christy decided together, without speaking, to save their private talk for bed. Now their blankets lay between the land wagon and the fire, giving them the best of seclusion and warmth. By 12, the night had turned bitingly cold. Away beyond the truck, by a nest of young sycamores, the horses moved quietly. Christy lay on her elbow, her breathing returning slowly to normal.
Oh, that was good, lover.
Always is.
That's glib. You know what I mean. After all those weeks away, that was very good.
Ryan lay flat on his back, Christy's thigh resting over his, just brushing against his groin, inspiring the first faint stirrings of recovery.
It's good to have everyone back together.
I suppose so.
Suppose?
Doc's new woman, Suki. There's unease between them, isn't there?
Well, partly over your letter she took. But I think she's learned her lesson.
She's riding with us?
Who knows, lover. There's still a lot of talking to be done in the next day or so.
Doc was upset at leaving Judas at the ranch. Funny. Best example of a love-hate relationship that I ever did see.
Couldn't have gotten it on the wag. Judas would have kicked out the walls.
You left it tied or free?
Free. Doc suggested at the last moment that he'd ride the mule up here. Too slow, we figured. But it can leave the spread if it wants to do that. Got enough sense. More sense than a lot of people.
I missed you, lover. No, don't just tell me that you missed me, too. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I knew I'd miss you, but it was much harder than I'd figured.
Was it hard for Mildred?
Sure. But she and JB don't go as far back like you and me. Or like you and Trader.
You saying that it worries you?
Some.
That he'll come between us?
Of course. I'd be stupid to think it might not raise a problem.
He moved his hand to touch her stomach, drifting up across her sweat-damp muscles to her breasts.
I swear on my life, lover, the traitor steps nowhere between you and me. Between me and any of us.
Talk's cheap, Ryan.
I know. Just don't look for trouble when there isn't any. The fact is, being with the old man again hasn't been easy. He still thinks he runs JB and me, like when we rode the war wags together. Had some straight-edge moments.
Better? Has it been getting... Oh.
He took one of her nipples between finger and thumb and gently squeezed and rolled it.
Oh, that's... Oh, yeah, lover. Oh, yeah.
The conversation rested on the back burner for the time being. Much later, they lay holding hands side by side, staring at the milky sky, aware of the dawn beginning to filter into the canyon around them. But it was still close to full dark, and they could only just make out the shifting shapes of the horses.
What's up with the horses? You think it's that Bobcat Dean mentioned?
Someone's coming up from the valley, around the last bend by the old dam.
Ryan crouched flat against the condensation-slick flank of the land wag and stared into the misty morning. A little way off, JB's head appeared from his bedroll as he quickly adjusted his glasses.
What?
Someone or something down the trail.
Jack was awake, like a ghost in the gloom, holding his satin-finished Colt Python. Beyond him was the grizzled face of the traitor. His armalite flourished like a magician's wand, waiting patiently to see what was going down. Though Doc was normally a solid sleeper, the flutter of movement around the camp jerked him half awake. He kicked off his blankets, revealing the half-naked figure of Suki Smith.
By the... What passes here?
Fuck. Get down and keep quiet, Doc. Something's out there.
From where he was standing, Doc could see farther around the bend in the trail than any of the others, and he saw the nature of their attacker before anyone else.
Judas! Upon my soul, but it is only proud, faithful Judas.
The mule came into sight, silhouetted against the impending sunrise, its long ears pricked. By now, everyone was awake, Suki snatching at the blanket to cover her nakedness, Dean rubbing sleep from his eyes, Abe emerging from his cocoon of bedding.
Come here, you Deathlands Caliban.
Not altering his gait, Judas headed straight for the old man, who stood his ground until the very last moment when it became obvious to him, as it had to everyone